fighting for America.
Whether liberal or conservative, Democrat or Republican, white, black, brown, rich, poor, when it comes to our troops, we stand united. We are proud of you. We support you. And we can never thank you enough.
Fighting for Idaho.
Most of the freshmen that I've met are, yes, they're conservative members of Congress, but not the extreme conservative. Man, I can live with that because that's where I feel like I'm coming from.
Fighting for you.
I don't think marijuana should be treated any different than beer. I mean, you could outlaw obesity.
Hey.
Boise's Mr. Right.
A little too close to home, buddy.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Hey, it is Kevin Miller here at 580 KIDO. I love that. Hey. And, you know, on as we approach Christmas and, you know, with respect to all the other holidays, as we approach Christmas, we can't say Christmas here. You know, things start to kind of slow down. People are talking about the bid for the 2024 Olympics. Maybe people are talking about the Potato Bowl, which it's interesting. It's great to see Western Michigan here, the Air Force Academy here, everybody getting ready to kick off the bowl season. And I think one thing that that we all kind of forget about is common sense. We see it when we're out shopping, and how many of us have been shocked when we go to the mall or to church or even to work, and there's no parking spaces. And we start getting upset and angry, and whether we're over-medicated or over-caffeinated, it's just crazy how the spirit of Christmas is about celebrating the birth of Christ, and yet how many of us behave that way when we're trying to get our gifts or we're trying to, you know, shop till we drop or take time off or whatever. And do we really ever understand the true feeling of the season? And with that, I sit back and just take a look at some of the major stories going on nationally. Now, I'm not a fan of Seth Rogen. I'm not a fan of his movies. I think they're he's not really that good of an actor. So I have a bias here. But with what's going on with Sony Pictures, and you're saying, Kevin, this is a national story, how does this affect me in Idaho? Well, it does, and I'll get to that in a minute. But with Sony Pictures being hacked, and David Boies, you remember David Boies, the guy that brought us gay marriage. David Boies, the guy that represented Al Gore. David Boies, it's all about David Boies, this big moneyed attorney, who overcame dyslexia, by the way, a fascinating individual. He has to, I think, he can't write, or he has to listen to things. That's how he learns, and he recites it, and it's really brilliant how he has become such a notable attorney. Well, David Boies has been hired by the major studios. Now, the major studios represent those stars like George Clooney, Leonardo DiCaprio, the beautiful people. And the beautiful people are upset that we're learning about their secrets. In fact, Seth Rogen went on one of the potty mouth talk shows on satellite radio saying bleep, 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 that we're not entitled to stolen information. Well, funny, when Edward Snowden stole information from the government didn't sue to have that information withheld, even though it jeopardized national security. The government didn't threaten litigation like the Hollywood muckety-mucks are threatening right now because their secrets are being revealed. Apparently, George Clooney, as talented, as funny, as handsome as he is, he's a handsome man, is terribly insecure when it comes to critics reviewing his movies. In fact, he, in these secret emails, Clooney is talking about, I need protection from the critics for The Monument Men or The Monuments Men or whatever that was. He needed protection from the critics. Now, those of you that are working, and you know what's the temperature outside, 30 degrees? Whether it's 30 degrees or 20 degrees or 10 degrees, You need protection from the cold. Who needs protection from the critics? You're making millions of dollars. You're the sexiest man, this, that, and the other. I mean, how terribly insecure. But Hollywood is upset because the hackers that don't want you to see this movie, as you just heard the interview from Fox News Radio at the top of the hour, they're threatening 9/11-like attacks. Now, Hollywood isn't upset about that. What Hollywood is upset about is that you're learning that they're all pretty petty people. They're not who we think they are or who we'd like them to be. Clooney is insecure. Leonardo DiCaprio wanted more money to be Steve Jobs. Let's see. Will Smith's kids are homeschooled, and they're apparently a handful to deal with. And it amazes me, these folks that vilify people like President Bush or the Republican Party, and that they make these series that make fun of Republicans, they don't like having a taste of their own medicine. And as I, and by the way, your thoughts at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, always welcome. But I've been saving this up, and when I was on my delayed honeymoon with, you guessed it, Mrs. Miller, I was just sitting there trying to save these thoughts up for you on a day like this, when we can talk about what's good with the Idaho Famous Potato Bowl. I think it's marvelous that we have a community event, and I hope that it grows. I hope that the Four Letter Network does wonderful things. And, you know, these players come in, and not only do they bowl, but they go visit the kids in the hospital. It's a great life lesson. But on the other hand, you know, the world continues on. And so as I'm sitting here taking a look and a listen, and maybe you're doing the same on your morning commute, you're getting in your car going, gosh, Miller, give me something. Why do you mess with a crazy man? And really, it underlines our foreign policy. Putin, what is it? The ruble is tanking. Now, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, even 2 years ago, Putin was our friend until Mitt Romney called him out. Until Mitt Romney called him out and said, you know something? He's a threat. And look what he did in the Ukraine. Look what he's threatening to do to Poland. Look what he wants to bring Russia back. Well, that hasn't worked out too well because of the falling fuel prices. A year ago, when gas was at an all-time high, Putin was in power because Russia has natural gas, Russia has energy, Russia has oil. And it's, again, according to Ground Zero last night, they don't even have to frack in Russia. They don't even have to do what we do in Texas, because the oil is so plentiful, it's the first generation oil. So here we have Putin caving, and ignorantly, we're just kind of letting Russia collapse, even though we have a ton of businesses in Russia, and we've reached out to them. But because Putin has embarrassed us, we're just going to let the world economy go, you know, get unstable. So then we have North Korea, that is not like any other country in today's modern world. And it's a country that I've been fascinated with for quite some time. And I'll tell you the reason why I've been fascinated with this is the Korean War continues on. The North Koreans consider us enemies. If you've ever served on the DMZ, if you've ever been to any of those places there, Seoul or what have you, you go up to the DMZ, that's an active war zone. If you go into the DMZ without any weapons, as what has happened to several military folks, the North Koreans have patrols there. They actively have tunnels trying to kill the South Koreans and our troops there. So not only do you have that going on, but within the country, imagine a country where there's no one on the roads, maybe some bicycles, because the people there are so poor. The government is starving the people of North Korea. I think the last time we ever had anybody in North Korea, it was Lisa Ling. Not Dennis Rodman, but Lisa Ling snuck in there and showed the people that are being starved. Now, the leader of North Korea, he's kind of like Kevin Miller. He's plump. He's being well-fed. But he was so insecure about people around him, he had his uncle killed. His father's brother. Why? Because he thought that the guy wasn't loyal. And they put people in prison camps, similar to what you see in the old days of the Soviet Union, the Gulag, hard labor. It is not a fun place. So the ignorance, and maybe the folks with Seth Rogen and the dummies at Sony Music watch too many Team America versus the World with South Park. The ignorance to make a movie about assassinating this guy just has to be called into question. The president doesn't get this. Some members of Congress don't get this because they've never fired a weapon. They've never been to a war zone. They've never had to take a life. They've never had to save a friend or a comrade. They've never understood the nobility of the military culture. Not every place is the United States of America. Not every place is going to give terrorist lawyers. Not every place is going to attack the government for doing the right thing. North Korea, the dictator, Kim Jong-un, Kim Jong-il, whomever, is a bad man who does bad things to his own people. Any country that starves its own people, any country, has no qualms with doing stuff to us here. And the dummies at Sony should be happy that they're just messing with the stars. You know, there was a retired general on CNN last night talking to Jake Tapper saying, I'm glad they didn't attack J.P. Morgan. I'm glad they didn't attack the stock market. You know, instead of, and God bless those people that are, you know, that get the Obamacare and it works for them, because, look, medicine is such a, how should we put this, such a scam field, if you will. I mean, it's big money for some folks. It's great. It's exciting if you have sacrificed, but for others not to be able to afford it, I get that. But could you imagine if they start messing with medical records, stock records, everything else, and we just sit back to ourselves and think to ourselves, well, no big deal. And the people at Sony, with their faux outrage, can't believe that North Korea is going to do this. The North Korean folks are very, very bad people. Now they've threatened movie theaters. And it goes to show you, instead of putting money into a system that is ruining our health care, we need to invest in cybersecurity, not only the infrastructure as far as roads, bridges, and buildings, but we're talking about our grid. What would happen if somebody knocked down our electrical grid? Well, maybe this program would continue, but how would you get it? Well, I'd get it on my phone. Well, what happens if you try and charge your phone? We're so vulnerable here. But the ignorance of the dopes in Hollywood is indescribable. Let's face it. And here's the cue to call at 580-5436. If you were a Hollywood producer, would you be stupid enough to make a movie? Well, the Three Stooges did it with Hitler. Really? Really? The Three Stooges, that's where we're going? Okay, that's one. Number two, now they've threatened movie theaters. Now, I know Dave Burnett goes to movies. I know Ray Amaya goes to movies. I'm sure you go to movies. I really don't go to movies anymore. But now, all of a sudden, the movie theater isn't safe. And, you know, is it really worth it? Now, I would say to Sony, I would apologize and pull the dang plug. Well, you're kowtowing to the terrorist. Yeah, I didn't poke the terrorist to begin with. So just a thought on that about cybersecurity, number one. Number two, at 580-5436, we have Charlie Chaplin now comparing this, making fun of Hitler. They didn't threaten to kill Hitler in The Great Dictator. It just seems how stupid and how uninformed the people in the movie business are. And I love in the age of Edward Snowden, the same people singing the praises of Snowden are sitting there going, well, you know, those are secrets, and those are stolen secrets. So were the Watergate, so was the Deep Throat. My goodness gracious. Let's get you to work safely and on time at 5.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Jingle bell.
Ho, 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 Santa's jolly little elf, Kevin Miller, at 580-KIDO. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And we had a request from our friend Linda from Emmett, and I've been getting pounded by people about the company Christmas party. Well, you're right about that. I have been a little grinchy this year, but we are going to have the company Christmas party. Now, I think this year not only should we have folks that have come in, whether it's Linda, whether it's Jim, whether it's Tea Party Bob, whether it's Patriot Ray, I think we should have some of our other folks, like Phil Hardy needs to come in, and we need to figure out if he's been naughty or nice. I think we need to, you know, Tom Munns, dude, now he's got a job, so who knows if he's going to be able to bless us with his presence. We'd love to see Tom. I'm trying to think, and you know, I guess it would be good if we had it somewhere, but there's nothing like the old broadcast center, whether it's Liberal Steve. I always like the interaction that the Miller Militia has with the broadcast professionals. So, you know, this year I went up to upper management and said, hey, mind if we have the Christmas party? You know, because sometimes it's controversial. Even though this is a radio station, a radio company, it's a place of business. Like one year we had people jumping up and down on desks and stuff. I thought it was part of the Christmas spirit, but the people that were, you know, that had to sit in those desks, they weren't too happy, literally. So this year we will have our Christmas party on Tuesday. That will be Tuesday coming up next week. All are invited, but you have to RSVP. That means you have to send me an email, kevin@kidoam.com. That includes you, Pat from Middleton, to let me know if you're coming. And if you are coming, we would love to see you, but we have to do some planning. It's just not, we just don't come in here, turn on the microphones, and let everybody run wild and free, although it does seem like that if you listen. And maybe our friend Gene from CUNA would like to show up as well. So the company Christmas party will be Tuesday, or the show Christmas party. We don't really have a company. We have a militia. The militia Christmas party will be Tuesday here at the broadcast center. Now, I know Linda from Emmett has been calling Ray Amaya wanting a ride. Linda, we're not a taxi service. So hopefully somebody will give Linda, maybe John Bradley, he has a taxi service. Maybe Brad will give Linda from Emmett a ride and to and from, because he has a taxi service. Fuel prices are very low. 627. Okay, now back to some serious news here at 580KIDO. And we'll put that on the website. Two things going on. Speaking of the website, something we're kind of doing a little differently, and we would love your involvement. Each day before the program, usually at night, well, at least I did it last night, we put up an opinion poll. And yesterday, the big news of the day was Jeb Bush getting in. In fact, I'll share with you some Facebook posts that I had coming up next half hour. Are you ready for a third President Bush? Are you ready for a second President Clinton? And then if you go to 580kido.com, or you can link to it through Facebook or what have you, you will see an opinion poll there basically asking you, who's it going to be? Will it be, will it be Jeb Bush, Dr. Ben Carson, Mitt Romney, Chris Christie, Marco Rubio, or Governor Romney? And we'll announce those results probably tomorrow, but we want to make sure we have the whole cycle here. So today or during the program, if you go to 580kido.com and vote, we'll let you know. Now, let me see. Do we have that here? We'll take a look at it quickly, if you will, at 580KIDO. Let's take a look at the results. I will go with Jeb Bush. Kevin, why are you doing that, you establishment crony? The Bush family has always been pretty good for me. And what's good for me is good for this program, and I'll explain coming up. Right now, shocking, and Ray Amaya is speechless on this one, Ben Carson, the Ben Carson folks, are pulling away. Ben Carson now at 52%. We've got my boys, the establishment boys, Romney and Jeb Bush, each at 15%. Marco Rubio at 10%. Chris Christie, Governor Otter's friend, at 5%. Now, here's what I don't get. Do you, at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, believe that Ben Carson has the experience, the gravitas, to be the next president of the United States? Let's talk. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
The Republican Party leadership is in for a rude awakening if they don't wise up real quick.
We obviously have a government that refuses to protect the American people.
We've got to be doing more than simply punting this to the federal courts. We've got to put our big boy pants and we've got to act like a coordinate branch of government.
Let's get it started.
Getting more done before sunrise than anyone. Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Let's get it started in here.
All you celebrities out there who poured ice water on your head, here's a chance to do something else. I challenge all of you to sing the We Ain't Gonna Stop Till People Are Free song. Here we go. I can hear my neighbor crying, I can't breathe. Now I'm in the struggle and I can't leave. Calling out the violence of the racist police. We ain't gonna stop till people are free. We ain't gonna stop till people are free. Come on, sing it out.
Who needs the ice bucket challenge? Who really needs the ice bucket challenge after that one, right? That's Samuel L. Jackson, big-time movie star, big-time Hollywood entertainer. We all love Samuel L. Jackson. He's good. Hey, all right. He's a Jedi Knight. He's the greatest. Now calling out the racist police. Is the benazepril kicking in, the low blood, the blood pressure medicine? Speaking to me, not you. Now, we could say, is it really that bad? Maybe it's just time to start reading books again. How about this? Here's a self-serving thing. Maybe it's time to make AM radio hip again. Hello, everybody. I'd certainly appreciate that. I know Glenn and Sean and Dave certainly would. Alex, I'm sure with his hand-cranked radio, he would as well. The scary part about this is, when you were growing up, and to the young people, and we do have young people that listen to this program, God bless you, because you have the toughest road to hoe than any other generation. You're saturated with this propaganda. Your peers, although brilliant in the tech world, lack critical thinking skills. And how many people like the I Can't Breathe shirts or... let's hold our hands up because the police are going to kill us, are going to say, yeah, man, we're not free. Yeah, man, we've got to watch out for the police, the racist police. By the way, whether you've been arrested or not, the police are the ones you call when the bad man's at the door. The police are the ones that answer the call that Maggie just talked about with that 8-year-old girl in the car and the bad people trying to steal, right? The police are the ones that keep everything in line. I would say, don't you? And yet here we have Samuel L. Jackson, who's going to sit back and tell us again and again and again, the police are racist, right? Do we have that one more time? Let's get your reaction to this.
All you celebrities out there who poured ice water on your head, here's a chance to do something else. I challenge all of you to sing the We Ain't Gonna Stop Till People Are Free song. Here we go. I can hear my neighbor crying, I can't breathe. Now I'm in the struggle, and I can't leave. Calling out the violence of the racist police. We ain't gonna stop till people are free. We ain't gonna stop till people are free. Come on.
Yeah.
Sing it out.
All right, Sam. Somewhere out there, you're going to have people going, yeah, we're not free. Yeah, we've got to make sure that people are free. Do you buy this? I certainly do not. I sit there and I think, what is this world coming to? Are we sad about the death of Eric Garner? Yeah. Any tragic death, we should console the families of the victims. On the other hand, to continually attack the police department, have you noticed wave after wave, and it's gotten worse under this president, where we attack our very social institutions, we attack the military for torturing the bad people. What a great clip we had yesterday where Chucky Todd was comparing Dick Cheney and the torture of the terrorist to the Bataan Death March. Well, we did it. And you know what it is? It's the result of the year and the year and the years. And I hate to say this, but it's true. The liberal indoctrination of America's kids in schools and in colleges, where America is bad. We did the same thing. Al-Qaeda, they're just fighting for their freedom. They're like the founding fathers. And how many police officers have been paid to protect Samuel L. Jackson? How many cops on the beat, and let's face it, if you're a police officer, and we're blessed, I don't believe the chief listens, the Boise police chief, oh well. But the cops on the beat do, I know, because they'll come up to me at Albertsons or Winco or what have you and say, hey, thanks for all you do. And I go, no, officer, thank you for carrying that badge. Thank you for carrying that weapon. Thank you for going out and patrolling it. And thank you for that ticket. No, nobody ever says thank you for the ticket. But now we have a major Hollywood movie star. We have the Cleveland Browns ripping the justice. I didn't know that Samuel L. Jackson had a law degree. And I didn't know that people in this country are not free. Well, apparently the people that are here illegally are not free, but they're lawbreakers. So where are the racist police officers? How about the brave officers in L.A. that sit back and have to go into the gangbang areas? How about the cops in Chicago that have to clean up the mess night in and night out? The press is more dangerous now than the president because of their platform, because of their agenda. They are sitting back and attacking. And you have Eric Holder, the crime-fighting, gun-taking attorney general, who wants to make sure that we don't have guns. And now he's going to tell the police not to profile. How come the Israelis have such a great rate of flying and not a lot of terrorist attacks on their airlines? They profile. But apparently the libs have told us that we should allow ourselves to be killed because profiling is bad. Right? Now, again, we gave you an example of how wacky the press is. And I'm sure we're going to have, you know, I want to see George Clooney sing this song. I can't sing it because I can't carry a tune. Here's another one where yesterday Chucky Todd was comparing the Bataan Death March to the torture of our friend Linda at the front desk, not to be confused with Linda from Emmett, said, Kevin, it's enhanced interrogation. Thank you, Linda. Let me go on here.
The Shahada, it is the testimony, and it's an Islamic creed. It's the first of Islam's five pillars of faith. And I think if you wanted to make a connection, it would be maybe considered equal to what Christians consider the Lord's Prayer. Is it also the same thing that some terrorists use to separate Muslims from non-Muslims in some of these terrorist incidents? They ask them to recite this creed, and if they can't, they're put in the group that is going to die.
Yeah, I think we have seen reports of that where terrorists...
So... Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name is equivalent now to the radical Muslim prayer that the terrorists use to figure out if you're one of them. By the way, this is right after the Sydney gunman killed several people. God bless that mother who saved the life of a pregnant mother by getting on top of her. Why aren't we talking about her? Mike in Eagle with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Kevin. Good morning. I hate to blame stuff all the time on Obama, but when you're talking about our race, the race situation in the country, I'd be curious to know if they'd done a poll right after President Obama was elected, what they would have said the race relations were, and then you do it now and ask yourself what changed other than that President Obama became president. But I was just going to say regarding this whole thing with Michael Brown and Eric Garner, I mean, it's like you have a man at the top who has a complete disregard for the law and has no accountability for himself or anyone in his administration. In this wave of protests going across the country, all it's doing is encouraging and rewarding a complete disregard for the law and no accountability for personal behavior. If Michael Brown and Eric Garner don't commit crimes, Michael Brown and Eric Garner are still alive. But they want to blame the police for coming to the situation where someone breaks the law, and then they just add to that or exacerbate it by their behavior of punching a cop in the face and resisting arrest. Even the Eric Garner case, I agree, was, I don't understand the use of the force there. But this wave of across the country of encouraging young, whether they're black, white, brown, whatever, the people, that you don't have to obey the law, and there's no personal accountability. That's what they're encouraging. That's what they're pushing. And it's all coming from President Obama's behavior and his that's what he is. He got a complete disregard for the law, and he never holds himself or anyone around him accountable. And that's what they're pushing.
I like it when they start talking about the statistics. Well, there are so many of these folks in prison. Well, those are the ones committing the crimes.
Yeah, exactly. Don't commit crime and cooperate with the police, and this wouldn't even be an issue. But they go downstream and then try to make it into a race thing. And I mean, it just ginned up so much anger and everything. Well, the people that are getting angry are people who are out there not obeying the law anyway. Not all of them. That's kind of a blanket statement. But anyway, I just think it all comes from the fountain. When it's rotten, it pours on all the rest of us, and that's exactly what's happening. The press jumps on it. These celebrities that are out there. I mean, why aren't they out there saying, take responsibility for your personal behavior? We're a country of the rule of law, or we used to be. Not now. We're a country of politics. Now, it's all relativism and politics. We're not ruled by law anymore because he shredded the law, and we encourage it.
Mike, thank you for the call.
You bet. Thanks, Kevin.
You're welcome. It is 6:50. Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's get you to traffic and weather.
On Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
I can't hear my neighbor crying. I can't breathe. Now we're in the struggle. No, we can't leave. Calling out the violence of the racist police. We ain't gonna stop till people are free. We ain't gonna stop till people are free.
There we have it. Right Said Fred, coming up with the new Ice Bucket Challenge perpetrated by Samuel L. Jackson, because the police are so bad that we're not free in America and the nitwits are running wild. Boy, that's a great way to start your Wednesday morning. Kevin Miller with you here at 580 KIDO. Coming up, we're going to talk to our friend Steve Yates. Stephen Yates, the chairman of the Idaho Republican Party, also did a lot of time in the Bush White House, so we're going to hit him with our big question. Is America ready for Jeb Bush? And we do invite you to go to our website, 580KIDO.com, and give us a vote on who you would like to see the Republican nominee be, whether it would be, let's say, Dr. Ben Carson is on there. You have Mitt Romney, Jeb Bush, Chris Christie, Marco Rubio. All these folks are seeking your vote. Who would you like to see go up against the eventual Democratic nominee. Romney Clinton, Bush Clinton, Rubio, Carson. It's all at 580kido.com. In fact, let me take a look here as we give you real-time results. Let's just see. We'll give Chris Christie a vote there. Hello, Chris. Looks like he needs some. Right now, what do we have? We have Dr. Ben Carson at 47%. We have Mitt Romney at 14%. We have Marco Rubio and Jeb Bush both at 14.29%. And Chris Christie, the lovable chub-chub, in just under 10%. So it's anybody's ball game. And let's see, 14 and 14 is 28, another 14. Still, if you add Bush, Rubio, and Romney, Carson still is winning. And just our way of having fun starting the day, that's at 580kido.com, the big second slider after the one about the terrible shooting this morning. Coming up, we'll talk to Steve Yates. Also, we talked a little bit about getting rid of cigarettes, legalizing marijuana. Get this. Could the quarter pounder be a thing of the past? Say it ain't so. Details next. First, let's take a look at how you're going to get to work safely and on time, and a little weather from
off its menu.
You know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris?
They don't call it a quarter pounder with cheese?
Oh, man, they got the metric system.
And what do they call it?
They call it Royale with cheese.
Mickey D said it will streamline the menu by offering one quarter pounder instead of the four varieties now available. It's not the only way the menu may change in the wake of falling sales in the U.S. One chicken sandwich may be left instead of three, and snack wraps cut back from 3 to 1. To find out what will stay on the menu, tests are underway in a handful of cities, including Bakersfield, Little Rock, and Waco. Bill Fitka, Fox News Radio.
Kevin Miller, let's hope the quarter pounder makes it. I'm all about the quarter pounder. Right? Doesn't work with the metric system. Anyway, much more coming up. Why are McDonald's profits in the toilet? Well, because the economy's good, right? Kevin Miller.
Serving Emmett.